Welcome to day 9 of A Pocket Guide to a Disciplined Mind. Today, I wanted to talk about safety. Feeling safe, but most importantly, about protecting your energy. Whether it's strangers or family or friends, a lot of people around you are, for lack of a better word, soul-sucking. They steal your energy. They take over your minds. You start listening to their ideas. You start forgetting about your own. You help them follow through with their dreams. And you forget about what it was that set you off on your journey, down your path. This may look like taking on a parent or a guardian's wants and desires for you, for what you're going to be when you grow up. This may look like listening to friends as they offer you advice on what you should and should not do with your business, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend. This may look like listening to other moms as they teach you, they tell you how to raise your children. It is imperative that we learn to protect our energies. Learn to protect the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, and the physical bodies that we have been given, for they are the only ones that we have. We each have our own path that has been paved for us. It is our job to get quiet enough to listen, quiet enough to feel God, a spirit, whatever you want to call it, guiding you along. So it is imperative for you to find your own answers. A great way to do this is through meditation. But before you find yourself going about other people, going about friends and loved ones, it's important for you to be grounded in your energies, grounded in yourself on your path, rooted along your path. So as we prepare for our meditation, find your way to a comfortable seat, palms up to receive if that feels comfortable and good for you today. It will lead you through a meditation. Know that as your thoughts start to wander, come back to my voice. If you find yourself going somewhere else and it feels safe and welcoming, you can almost tune me out, knowing that I will be here for you if you find yourself back here, but honoring your journey. Honoring your path so you can honor your destination. As you sit up nice and tall, feel your heart space open as you squeeze your shoulder blades back together just a little bit. Feel your spine lengthen as your crown reaches up to the sky. With your eyes closed or to a soft gaze, imagine yourself in a blue bubble. Blue is a protective energy. It is the color of Saint Michael. Regardless of your religion, blue has the power to protect you. So put yourself in a blue bubble. Knowing that this space, this blue bubble, is always available to you. Always put yourself in your own. You can put your children in their own. You your husband, your wife, your spouse in their own. You can then put yourself in a bubble with everyone else that you love, that you know. But being sure to keep yourself in your own individual bubble so as not to be distracted by anybody else's path, desires, needs, or wants. In this blue bubble, notice how you feel, knowing that you are safe, knowing that you are healthy and happy, regardless of your current state. If it feels welcoming, you can feel your bubble start to float off the ground. You may float around through space. You may go somewhere specific. Wherever you are, wherever you go, just notice. How do you feel? How can you relax into this space just a little more? And as your blue bubble starts to go wherever it chooses to take you, notice if these places are safe, or maybe they once felt unsafe. How do you keep that sensation of groundedness? Of protection, for you are safe, you are protected. And as you sit in your blue bubble, imagine a white light coming out of your body. Notice where it comes out of, for this is love. This is clearing. This is the most high vibrational frequency that there is. Feel the white light as it comes out of you, bouncing off the blue bubble back to you. Where does it come back to? It can be the same place. It can be a different place. But notice if this space is a place that needs healing, that needs attention and love. Notice any stories that want to come up with it. Any emotions or change in your energy. Knowing the whole time that you are safe. And you are well. Keep shining your light. Has it gotten bigger? Or smaller. If you really focus on the area that is giving the light, do you feel the area receiving the light expand as well? Are they connected? If there is an emotion or a situation affiliated with this light, with this safety. Attachment free, notice it, look at it. For you are safe. Start to feel your blue bubble coming back down into the room, back down to the earth. Feel it engulfing you, wrapping you in its safety and its warmth. Knowing that this place is always, always available for you to protect yourselves, the ones that you love, and even the ones that you don't love yet. If you find yourself exhausted after human interactions, exhausted after having to listen to others with their needs, wants, and opinions, put yourself in your bubble. Know that you are safe, you are protected, and you are well here. Bringing your hands to your heart, bowing your head. Namaste.